Let's start in Iraq, though, since the crisis there began, or began again, with the Sunni insurgent group ISIS taking over major cities in Iraq. We've been fielding some of your questions about what's going on. And one of the questions I've had relates to something ISIS has been declaring. They say they want to establish a caliphate. You've heard the word, right? Caliphate, a sort of Muslim domain ruled by a caliph. So let's start there today. What is a caliphate? Tariq Masood is going to help us tackle this one. He focuses on the politics of religion in the Islamic world at Harvard's Kennedy School.
Basically, the caliph or khalifa is a political office that was established after the death of the Prophet Muhammad in the beginning of the 7th century. And there's been an unbroken chain of caliphs going all the way back from that period all the way until 1924, when the caliph was then situated in Istanbul and the caliphate was ended by Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, the leader of Turkey, after that country's defeat in the First World War. So it's this long-standing political institution that had always united Muslims.
Right. So that last caliphate was the Ottoman Empire, which I'm sure a lot of our listeners know well. And there is not a caliphate today, correct?
No. Atatürk basically felt that in order to bring his country, Turkey, into the modern world, it had to get rid of all of these old Islamic institutions. And so he said, look, you know, we're not going to have the caliphate here. And then basically the caliphate was never taken up anywhere else. And so 1924 is the end of this institution. And it kind of is seen by a lot of people across the Middle East, mainly Islamists, as the sort of principal political calamity to have befallen Muslims in the last 1,500 years. I mean, I remember as a kid, my father telling me that this was the moment of great tragedy for Muslims, that they had once been united, and then this office that united them was destroyed.
I mean, even your father, did he feel that there was indeed unity across the Muslim world because of a caliphate?
Look, the caliphate has this attraction to people because, remember, this is a period of great Muslim empires. Every dynasty that held the caliphate controlled massive tracts of land stretching across continents. So this was a period where Muslims really were contenders for great power in the world, and the Muslim empires had reached almost to the gates of Europe. And so that period is very alluring to people. There's also this idea of the caliphate, or particularly in the caliphate's early years, the first 30 years of the caliphate, as embodying the purest, most just government that Muslims have ever experienced. So there's that attraction too.
Wow. So it's about power on one hand, but it's also about justice. I mean, how do you see ISIS using the phrase caliphate?
Well, if you look at caliphates in Muslim history, you know, they probably weren't the kinds of institutions that ISIS had in mind. So, for example, if any of your listeners have read The Arabian Nights, you know, it's basically set in the court of the Abbasid caliph, Harun al-Rashid, in the 8th century. And there was wine and drinking and poetry. And it was very different, I think, than what ISIS has in mind. But ISIS, I think, is a part of this intellectual tradition in the Muslim world to restore the unity of Muslims, and that sees the dissolution of the caliphate as the result of Western intervention. And so I think that's what ISIS wants. Now, ISIS also doesn't just want Muslim unity. It also has a particular vision for how Muslims should be governed, and that is by the very strict application of a very retrograde form of Sharia law. And I think if you look at the history of Islamic caliphates, that's not really a part of it, but it's certainly part of what ISIS wants to do.
And is a caliphate a concept that all Muslim sects kind of accept, as Sunnis and Shiites see eye to eye on the idea of a caliphate?
Oh, no, that's a great question. In fact, the big cleavage in that, you know, most of our listeners are probably aware of between Sunnis and Shias actually came about in the 7th century as a result over a dispute over who gets to be the caliph.
Oh, no kidding.
So for Shiites, they believe that the caliphate belongs to the family of the Prophet Muhammad, that there's an unbroken line of imams, and only those people who are chosen by God and who are from the bloodline of the Prophet have the right to be the caliph, whereas Sunni Muslims don't believe that. And in fact, Sunnis have accepted caliphates that were basically dynasties from different families.
I'm just curious to hear from you, Tariq, what kind of conversations you're hearing among practicing Muslims about the way ISIS seems to be freely using the word caliphate.
for most Muslims today, the caliphate isn't something that they think about on a daily basis. It was probably much more relevant for people of, you know, sort of my father's and grandfather's generation. But today, Muslims generally accept the majority of Muslims and the majority of Arabs generally accept the legitimacy of the nation states that they inhabit. And certainly, to the extent that they don't like their nation states, it's not that they're looking for bigger ones. They may be looking for smaller ones. So I don't think that anybody is necessarily thinking that ISIS is appropriating a term that belongs to all Muslims. I have heard among, you know, what we might call moderate Islamists, that what we're seeing today with ISIS, Osama bin Laden too, right? Osama bin Laden, if you read his writings, restoring the caliphate was a central aim. Mm. That, in fact, if there had been a caliphate, that it would have been a bulwark against this kind of extremism, because you would have this figure who could speak for Muslims and who could say that these extreme interpretations of Islam or these extreme political movements are beyond the pale of Islam. And that in the absence of that, it's basically opened up the door to these extremists.
And what do you think, Tariq? Do you think the world of Islam needs a legitimate kind of caliph today?
Well, I don't think that. I think that what the world of Islam needs and what the entire world needs is to move forward rather than look backwards. I think what we're seeing today is something that we'd probably see regardless of whether we had something called a caliph or not. What we're really looking at is the result of sort of weak states and groups that want to establish control in areas that are ungoverned. And whether you have a caliph or not isn't going to change that fundamental dynamic.
Well, Tariq Masood at the Harvard Kennedy School of Government, thanks so much for answering these questions.
Thanks, Marco.